All right, so we are on the top of Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, talking about this new Braisa. So let's just start from the top of the page. So the Braisa says, Tanya, Chulin, Hachulin, Kechulin, Bein Sha'ochalacha, Bein Sha'lo'ochalacha, Mutter, Lachulin Sha'ochalacha, Asar, Lachulin Lo'ochalacha, Mutter. Fine. So, the following. So chulin, hachulin, kechulin, any of those words, just the word chulin or hachulin or like chulin, all of these, whether you say the words, so bain, this means whether you say the words sha'ochalacha or so you say the words sha'lo'ochalacha, it doesn't matter. It's going to be mutar, meaning you have not created a net or you haven't made the thing forbidden to yourself. Why is that? Because the word chulin on its own, right, tells you the thing is chulin. It's not kadosh, right? So you've said chulin sha'ochalacha, so there's no question, or kichulin, or hachulin sha'ochalacha, so there's no question, and that's fine, because there's nothing to talk about, right? And what about chulin hachulin sha'lo'ochalacha? So what is the worst case, worst case scenario is, you just said that this is, the chulin is the thing that I am not eating from you, meaning the thing that I, what? Double negative, right? So if I said chulin shelo ochalacha, it's also fine. Why? Because at worst, right? Go to the Ron for a second. We started the Ron a little bit last time, but I want to know. Let's read it better now. So look at the first Ron. Tana chulin hachulin kachulin ben shelo ben shelo, etc. B'sha'ochalacha, pshita d'shari. That's exactly the language I said, right? If it's sha'ochalacha, for sure it's fine, right? U'b'sha'lo'ochalacha, nami. So, but even if you say chulin sha'lo'ochalacha, it's also fine, right? De'ef sha'lomar, ha'ma sha'ochalacha, lo yehe chulin. Right, that means the thing, because what you can say, what does it mean is, that which I am eating for you won't be chulin. And if you're going to say that, right, that which I'm eating by you won't be chulin, which is like the inverse, right, like the implication, what we're going to see in a second, how kaminan la kerevi meyer, the leis demichal la v'tashem mehin. So if I say chulin shelo ochalacha, right, the thing I'm not eating from you is chulin. So what's the implication? The thing that I am eating from you is a korban, right? But you only learn that by implication. And if we're going to say that this bride says Rabbi Meir, as you move along, right, now I understand. Right, now I understand why it's mutter. Even that's mutter because the implication is that what you mean by you is a core. But that's an implication. We don't hold mechala v'tashamein. Right? So whether it's chulin achulin kachulin ben sha'ochalacha, ben sha'lo'ochalacha, it's fine. Good. Okay. Lo chulin sha'ochalacha aser. Okay? If it's lo chulin, which we have been explaining as not chulin, right? Lo chulin, right? It's not chulin that they will eat from you, right? Is aser. So this is not going to make any sense to us, right? Based on what we just said, right? Because that should also be an inference, right? Not chulin that I am eating from you is aser, meaning the thing that I am eating from you is. Is a korban would be the thing that I'm eating by you, right? So that's only learned in this case from an inference again. So according to Rabbi Meir, it shouldn't work. So that's why the Ran doesn't like this, and he actually removes it from the girsa. He changes the girsa, right? So if you look at the Ran, this is what we were saying yesterday for a second. Lo chulin sha'ochalacha aser, kachi agirsa berov hanuschos, v'kasha tufa lama aser, v'amishum b'chalala v'tasha me'ahein tzrichin l'maisiba. Rabbi Meir leislai, this isn't going to work. According to Rabbi Meir, the only way to learn this as being aser is if it's from an inference. We just said, if it's Rabbi Meir, that we don't hold b'chalala v'tasha me'ahein, then it's not going to work, right? And that's why if you go further down, he was a lefich yesh mishomer shod delo garcina lehacha klal. There are those who get rid of it totally. And then he says, v'achirim amru l'kayim agirsa b'shem harayvid. Some quote harayvid and say, no, leave the girsa alone. De lachulin garcina below vav. Right? They do this without the vav. Umishum kach mitzar de bechalos toda ka'amar. So it's not chulin, it's chalin or chalos or something. They changed the word. But the bottom line is, the language as is doesn't make sense. And it's not going to work. So the Ran gets rid of it. Fine. Okay. So let's go to the last language then. What was the last language back in the Gemara? La chulin lo ochalacha mutar. Okay, so if I use the language of la chulin, right, it's not chulin. Lo ochalacha, which I won't eat from you, also mutar. Right? Same reason, because again, you're only going to learn it out from an inference. Right? If you would answer it, even. Right? Not chulin, I won't eat from you. Right? So, I guess you could say that, which could mean that a court. I mean, even that's even better, because it's, you know, not chulin is a korban, I won't eat from you, okay? So you won't eat a korban, but you, right? But even if you want to say that, again, it would only be from an inference. Fine. Okay. So, says Gemara as follows. So now Gemara wants to explain. Risha Mani, right? Who is the beginning of this brisa? Maybe Meir he. The lay slave Michal Avatasha Mehain, right? Who's the author of the beginning of our brisa? It's clearly Rabbi Meir. Because he doesn't know Mechalav Tashemahin, and that works out very nicely. And if that's true, Emasifa La Chulin La Ochelacha Mutar. Right, but what about our last case? Right, where we said La Chulin La Ochelacha Mutar VeHatnan La Korban La Ochelacha Rabbi Meir Oser. Okay, we have another Mishnah we're going to see later on in Daf Yud Gimel, where Rabbi Meir holds, right, if it's La Korban La Ochelacha, Rabbi Meir says it's Oser. Okay, so in which case, that's not, I mean, you could argue that there's even like, that there's an inference here, sort of. Let's see what we mean. So, v'hatan la korban lo'ochel l'cha rimeir aser, v'kashalan ha'lei slei mechlal avatash mehein. Right, so look at the round. V'kashalan v'ha'lei slei rimeir mechlal avatash mehein. V'kasakha daitach, see where I am? Meaning, the assumption at this point in the Gemara is that he's only asking it because of Michal Av Tashem Ehin, right? Mishum Demash Malei LeKorban Lo Korban, okay? V'Hachi Ka'amar Lo Yehi Korban Masha Lo Ochelacha Ochel Mishacha Ha Masha Ochel Masha Ochel Yehi Korban. I mean, the language of Korban is not an inference, right? Language of La Chulin, we said it becomes an inference for Korban, but again, the lo ochel, but if you say lo korban masha lo ochelacha, right? So the inference becomes, right? If it's korban shani ochelacha, shani lo ochelacha, so fine. So you're saying the thing that I'm not eating from you is a korban. That's direct. But lo korban shani lo ochelacha, you know, but the language is here, right? Lo korban lo ochelacha. So, which again, mishum demash malei like le korban lo korban vehechi kamar lo yehei korban masha lo ochelacha. That's how you can say it, right? That which I am not eating from you shouldn't be a korban, right? Ha masha ochel yehei korban. So the implication is that which I do, what I am eating from you is going to be a korban. Okay, so they want to assume at this point that that's an inference. Okay, I think we can understand that at this point where we might argue that's not true, but that's at least a possibility. Fine. So the question was, what do you mean? How could that be? You know, Rabbi Meir himself says in the Mishnah there, La korban lo ochelacha, Rabbi Meir oser, and the question's asked there, right? I don't understand. How late later Michal Tash Mehain? How could he say that? And let's go back and Gemara for a second. V'amar Rabbi Abba nase ka'omar le korban yehei lefikach lo ochelacha. The Gemara doesn't have the kudos, but it should say le korban. I think, right? Did they change it there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not la korban, not a korban, but the language there is le korban, la ochelacha, right? Meaning for a korban, it should be a korban. The thing I'm not eating from you is a korban. It should be like a korban, right? Right, and that's why it's le korban yehei, le korban yehei. It's going to be a korban. Lefikach, la ochelacha. There's no inference. You're saying it explicitly, right? So if that's true, it says the Gemara, Hachanami, Hachi Kamarle, Lo Chulin Lahave, Lefikach, Lo Ochalacha. So I mean, say the same thing here. Here, don't change it to a Shva, just keep it as Lo, La. But meaning, if that's the language is Lachulin Lo Ochalacha, So then make it lo chulin. It's not chulin. And therefore, lafichach lo ochalcha. That's not an inference anymore. Right? That's direct. So if that's true, why is it mutter? It should be yasser. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That makes sense? Okay. Yes, good. Okay. So answers Gemara as follows. Hi Tana Savar Lakari Meir Bechada, Upali Galei Bechada. Okay, so no problem. So I'll explain it to you. Basically, this Tana holds like Rabbi Meir in one case or one concept and argues with him in the other. What do you mean? Savar Lakavase Bechada Delay Slay Michlal Avteshamehin. Right? So the Tana agrees that with Rabbi Meir that he doesn't hold, right, or agrees with us that, you know, that the leisim mechalav teshemehin, and that's fine. Upali galay bechada, but argues with him in one case. What's that case? In the case of korban. What do you mean? Agrees in one case, or argues in the case of korban. What does that mean? So let's explain it. So. Yeah, look at the Mefarish here on the left side. Savala Kavase, sorry, Hai Tana actually, because who's the Tana? Also even. So it's like five lines down in the wide lines in the Mefarish, you see it on the left side? Last one line is Hai. Hai Tana de Braisa. The Amr Lachulin Lo Ochel Achamutar, meaning our Braisa that we're quoting up here, right? The Braisa we've been quoting until now, right? So that Braisa, so that the Tana of that Braisa, so Savala Kavase Bechada, Upalagale Bechada Bekorban. So what does that mean? Bikihi da amar lo lechulin, lo ochalacha, mutter. So what does it mean? Hachanami hechi da amar lekorban lo ochalacha, the leisle hai terutza de Rabbi Abba. Meaning, Rabbi Abba explained, right? Meaning, the point was as follows. If we read our whole back and forth in the Gemara and Yigimel base, which the Gemara is quoting, right? According to the whole back and forth, when they talk about la korban, and change it to le korban, right, which makes it direct and no longer an inference. So if that's all correct, right, then how do you read our brisa? And the answer is, slow down. The we all agree about. That's great. Very mayor, lechal al tesh mehein, get rid of that, can't let him inference, everyone agrees. Good. But what's the part where he disagrees with him? The Gemara gave an answer there on Dafir Gimel, La Korban with the Kamatz, right? Now all of a sudden, or Patach, became now a Le with the Shva, right? That he doesn't agree, right? That our Brisa doesn't say, right? That the author of Brisa said, well, who said that? You're saying, wait a second, over there, they answer Le Korban, and that's very nice. That's a nice answer over there. Who says that our Tana agrees with that idea, right? Meaning, polygla bachada with korban, meaning with the way he solved for the problem. So if you don't say that, right, if we don't say that la chulin becomes le chulin, right, now it's still la chulin la ochalacha, why is it mutter? Because I'm not saying le chulin la ochalacha, and that's direct. It's now la chulin, in which case, we're still making inferences. It's not chulin that I'm going to eat from, that I'm not eating from you, and meaning that if it would be korban that I wouldn't eat from you, that already we're not going to say, and therefore, and since we don't the brisa doesn't answer the le and la in the same way, there's no contradiction, right? And we don't have to hold from that teretz. That answer's not that's one answer that was given by the Gemara over there, but maybe our Tana doesn't hold from that brisa, doesn't hold from that teretz. Let's give that answer. In which case, it's not a problem for them. All right, so now just go look back in the Mefarsh again. So, Sevla kavas bechadu palgale bechadu bekorban v'chihechid amar lo lechulin lo ochel chamuter hachanami hechid amar lekorban lo korban lo ochel lecha the leis lay hai terutz to Rabbi Abba, meaning they should read it the same way. Fine. So, and that's why it's not a contradiction between those two cases because our Tana didn't want to give that answer. And by the way, even without it, just la chulin la ochalacha, if it means not chulin is the thing I'm not going to eat from you, you could also read that as what?
That makes sense. Because it's chadosh, so you're not going to eat it from them.
But then why would it be mutter? The Braisa says lachul and laochel chamutar. I'm sorry, you're right. The simple pshat is that it would make sense for it to be yasser. I'm saying, how could you read that in a way? You could probably read it in a way that, you know, that the inference is like not chulin laochel cha. How to read it before? Lachul and laochel cha. We saw it before, no? Meaning the thing that we thought was us, that the Ran had said, Dimash Malay, by Korban. All right, Dimash Malay, La Korban, Lo Korban, V'hachik Amar, Lo Yehi Korban, Mash Lo Ochalacha Mishacha, Hamash Ochalachari Korban. Yeah, but I guess you could argue that the La Chulin, again, you're still going to only learn that it's us because you're inferring Korban from Lachulin. Mechalal Tashamehin. That's not right. Difference. Right? Meaning Lachulin still makes me infer Korban. Right? So it's still, you still need the Mechalal Tashamehin to make it Asr. And since we don't do that, it remains Mutter. In which case, it's not such a big Kasha. Meaning, I'm just saying, you could read that. There are ways to read it, read the original Braisa. I'm like, okay, that's how you read it, and that's why it's not a problem. We are bothered by the fact that the Gemara and Daflin, your Gimel is going to use this La Korban thing, La Korban turn into La Korban. But again, there the word is Korban, right? So I'm just saying. So if you know Pali Labachada, the Bryce doesn't want to answer that way, like the Gemara answered. Okay, that's fine. There are ways to manage around it without that answer. Is only my point. Fine. So the bottom line is you don't have some catastrophic kasha from the Gemara and your Gimel base. That was Gemara's problem. The Gemara and your Gimel base provides this other way to manage the La Korban. Why don't I say L'chulin? And just, I don't know, he didn't want to. He doesn't hold from that. That's not the answer he wanted to give. And that's okay. And if he doesn't give that answer, then we're still okay. You still are mayor of Mechalat HaShemayin. You just don't give that answer of the Shabbat. Okay, good. Okay. Rav Ashi gave a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Hada Amar L'chulin, V'hada Amar L'chulin, right? Demashma Lo L'havichulin. Oh, sorry. This is why you read the Gemara. Continue reading the Gemara. Demashma lola havi chulin elaka korban. Right? I think Rav Ashi is just saying, which is what I just said. Right? He said, Rav Ashi says, when you say lachulin, right? In one case you said lachulin, and one you said lo chulin. Right? Which is mashma lola havi chulin. It won't be chulin elaka korban. So what's the point? Look at the Ran. Rav Ashi amar, had amar lachulin, had amar lo lachulin, klomar. Kula brisa Rabbi Meir. It's a little different than what I said. That example, the explanation is like this. The entire Bryce is already mayor. V'hat katani seifa l'chulin, l'chulin l'ochalacha, mutter. And what does that mean? Why does it say l'chulin l'ochalacha? Sorry, l'chulin l'ochalacha mutter. Mari da'amar l'chulin b'shvak. No, so another answer is to say, taka, similarly, that it is b'shvak, right? L'chulin. Right, tachat salamid. Hilgach leik lameimar. Oh, hilgach leik lameimar. Lo chulin kamar. My amris chulin. My amris chulin yehei. Mashal ochalacha. Meaning, if you do change it, sorry. So let's try this. Rashi has a different answer. So one answer is, I don't need your le korban thing. Answer is no. Say the shva, right? And what are you going to do? So now you're saying le chulin lo ochalacha, right? So now you're telling me mashal lo ochal, right? Meaning that which I'm not eating from you is chulin, right? Hamasha ochel, but that which I eat from you, yehi korban. Right? But that which I am going to eat will be a korban. So then, lays to the Rabbi Meir, mechalav shetashamehain. Meaning, the other way to say this, basically, is that the resha is like Rabbi Meir and the seifa is not. Right? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's saying we're not, it's not like Rabbi Meir, so therefore you go with this shva.
But he starts playing Klomar Kula Braisa Rabbi Meir. The whole Braisa is Rabbi Meir. Pati Katani Seifa Lechulin Laocha Lecha Mutter Mari Da'amar Lechulin B'Shva Tachat Salamit Hilkach Lekala Meimar Lo Chulin Ka'amar My Amris Chulin Yehei Mash Laocha Lecha Hamash Ochi Hei Korban. That's not going to work.
That's later Rabbi Meir.
Right.
It doesn't follow Rabbi Meir.
B'chal Atesh Mehen. No, I think what he's saying is that meaning, you want to say this because if you don't say that, then you're not like Rebbe Meir, because we want to say the whole braisa is Rebbe Meir. I think his point is that even according to Rebbe Meir, if you say lechulin lo ochelacha mutter, that is like Rebbe Meir, because you're saying lechulin, it will be chulin the thing that I'm not eating from you. In which case, if you're Rebbe Meir, the only way to learn it as something that's usher is, again, to make an inference. Oh, what are you eating from me? That's not gonna, so Rebbe Meir won't, so then you didn't say anything. That's the whole point. Once in order to get it, I have to flip it, right, to be Mechlal Avdash Mehen, then it's like, sorry, game over already. It doesn't matter what you said. I know what you mean to say, but I don't care. Right? It doesn't make a difference. We don't play that game. Right? So like, it doesn't make a difference. So that's the point. If it's Lechulin La'ochalacha, the only way to learn that is, again, that it's, so what are you, ochelecha? So forget it. So then, mechala hashem ehin. So it's another way of managing it, basically. That's the point. And that's why, so again, no problem. It's Rebbe Meir, but if you read it as lichul, and then you're bothered much less, right? Okay, I think that's the point. Good. Good. That's the end of the Gemara. Fine. Okay. 2 minutes. Okay, so let's just finish up the Gemara. Okay. The other cases, so the Mishnah had brought other cases, right? Tamei v'tahor, nosar pigol, asar. If you call the things, you call the food tahor, tamei, nosar pigol, all those things which are mamish, right? Especially tamei, nosar pigol, all language that are things that go on the mizbeach, or things that were brought as a korban. So then makes the item asar. Okay, so by Rami Barchama, we're going to start this point because the Gemara is going to explain it more in the next daf. But let's just get it started. By Rami Barchama, hare alaik. Kibasar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim mo. Okay, what's the halacha if I say that? Yes, I'm going to explain more later, right? So, what one halacha to know? If shlamim is permissible to eat, right, I can eat shlamim when after the zrikas adam. If it's already done zrikas adam, now the kohen takes his piece and I take my part, and as shlamim I can eat. So if I call something a korban shlamim, it should be a korban shlamim achar zrikas adam. Did that make it usher? Why would it make it usher? I can eat that, right? So what if I say that? So Gemara says, "Idika Amar behadin lishna beteira kamabis." What are you talking about? The Gemara says, if that's what you're asking, that's not even a question, right? Matbis means I have an item here, and I have that's has some status, and I put something else, a loaf of bread next to it, and I want to say this should be like this, right? So if I have this baster shlamim next to the loaf of bread, I say this should be like this, right? Like the baster shlamim. What the Gemara says, what's the kasha? That's totally fine. I'm allowed to do that. I'm talking about something that's mutter. I can eat that meat right now, right? So ela kagon the machis basar zivche shlamim kamei umachis the hetera gabe va'amar zekaze. So Gemara says, no, the case is that you're actually doing like I explained, like the matpis, like you're actually putting the basar zivche shlamim in front of him, and then you put the. I mean, if you say the full language, you say all those words. It's obvious you're talking about achar zikras adam. So then it's totally mutter. But let's say you just take the meat, you put it down, and you put the loaf of bread. You say, "Oh, this will be like this." All right, what's the halacha? Be karo kamapis or be teir kamapis? Meaning, do we say you're talking about it being the same as it is right now at this moment, which is that the meat is mutter to eat, and therefore the bread should be mutter to eat? Or you say, no, the meat fundamentally was a korban, and so it began as asar. It was a korban, right? In which case, the bread is now asar. Which one, right? So the Gemara will now, as we move along, answer that question. But we'll start with the answers next time. All right, Yashabach. Camper with your patachs and your shvas. You never know. You could change a lot. You never know.